The fight did not play out as they had anticipated, but the silliness, arrogance, and obliviousness of those spectators reminds me of the church in the West. We are relaxing, having our picnic, and eating our sandwiches, even as a violent and desperate fight rages on. Men are bleeding and dying and crying out in anguish while we nap comfortably in the shade. I would say that we are like the apostles in Gethsemane, but that would be giving us too much credit. Their spirit was willing while their flesh was weak. Our spirit is weak, and our flesh even weaker. A recent report tells us that Christian persecution is worse now than it has ever been in history. Christians in Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, Pakistan, North Korea, Libya, Iraq, Yemen, Iran, Egypt, and many other countries are regularly imprisoned, tortured, beaten, raped, and martyred. Their churches are destroyed, their houses burned. They meet and worship in secret, risking their lives in the process. They live every moment in constant danger. There are many examples of this persecution that I could mention here, but I'd like to point to just one example from a couple of years ago, because I find it especially tragic and instructive, and I think it provides a striking contrast between the Middle Eastern brand of Christian and the Western brand. A group of Egyptian Christians were in buses headed to a monastery in the desert. Islamist militants boarded the vehicles with guns, but they did not begin shooting right away. Instead, they pulled the passengers out and interrogated them. The pilgrims were first asked if they were Christian and then told to abandon Christ and convert to Islam. When each person refused to renounce his faith, he was shot in the head or the throat. Apparently, all of the victims, even the children, died heroically in this way. They would rather die than let go of Christ. And so they did die, and now they are forever in our Lord's embrace. They let go of the world and fell straight into the arms of God. Now, imagine confronting this yourself. Imagine what would be happening in your mind as you kneel there in the sand with the cold barrel of a gun pressing against your temple.